Appendix 1. The Reference Group. Members of the New Zealand Disability Strategy Reference Group. For further details on each member of the group, please refer to the Office for Disability Issues website, www.odi.govt.nz. Colleen Brown, MZNM, from Auckland, brings a family's perspective. Robbie Francis, from Hamilton, brings the perspective of young people and lived experience of disability. Lance Girling Butcher, QSM, from New Plymouth, is a nominated Disabled People's Organisations, DPO's, representative. Lance became blind as an adult. Peggy Koopman Boyden, CNZM, from Hamilton, brings an older person's perspective from research and personal experience. Clive Lansink, from Auckland, is a nominated DPO's representative. Clive is blind and is a strong advocate for disabled people speaking for themselves. Victoria Manning, co-chair, MNZM, from Wellington, is also the chair of the NZSL board. Victoria is deaf and also brings 20 years' experience in disability policy. David Matthews from Christchurch in Wellington brings a service provider's perspective. Papali'i Seuli Johnny Siaosi from Auckland brings a perspective from mental health and addictions consumers, their families and Pacifica communities. Dr. Martin Sullivan, QSO, from Palmerston North, brings his perspective as a disabled person. Hamish Taverner from Palmerston North speaks up for the rights of people with learning disabilities. He brings the perspective of lived experience of this disability. Johnny Wilkinson from Whangarei brings the perspective of a person with lived experience of disability. Gary Williams, MNZM from Christchurch, is a self-employed disability consultant bringing over 40 years of expertise in the disability sector. Gary also brings a perspective of a Māori disabled person. Government agencies had two representatives on the group. During the development of this strategy, the representatives were Brian Coffey, Ministry of Education, Cathy Brightwell, Ministry of Health, and Sasha O'Day, Ministry of Social Development. Paul Brown from the Office of the Ombudsman was an observer. Megan McCoy, Director of the Office for Disability Issues, co-chaired the reference group meetings.